On Radio 2000.
Climate and sustainability.
And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. How's Cape Town today?
Cape Town, a bit chilly. We're getting into summer, so last chilly days, but all good. No big issues this side. Thanks, Ernest, for asking.
All right, all good is good this side as well. Now, last week, Future Growth, South Africa's largest specialist fixed income money manager, suspended all funding to the coal industry until the sector develops a more sustainable business model. Sounds like a plan here, a breakthrough, if you like.
Absolutely, Ernest. This is a breakthrough of massive proportions and on so many levels as well. And in this case, the Chief Investment Officer, Andrew Cantor, whose name has been in the press recently for other things, based their decision on the company's future growth investment principles, which is good that some of these companies have these big principles. Future Growth, owned by Old Mutual PLC, have about 170 billion rand of assets under management, so they're quite a big player. They made headlines a couple of weeks ago when they dropped the clangor that they would suspend funding of various state-owned enterprises due to governance and management issues and around the, affecting their risk profiles. Well, last week they came out with a first for a fund manager of this scale when they basically told the coal industry that unless they can demonstrate that they are transforming into a more environmentally responsible organization, they can no longer fund them. This leaves South Africa with a bit of a dilemma because coal is burned to produce about 70% or more of all of our South African electricity needs, as we know. We are currently building two mega coal-fired power stations at a cost of over 300 billion rand, and we're talking 9,600 megawatts, which is massive. So we're going down a carbon-intensive road, and now funding is starting to dry up. Ernest, we know 2100 is the target date for a fossil fuel-free world. We also know that many funds globally are starting to divest from fossil fuel companies, based on a very clear scientific consensus that if we burn all our fossil fuel reserves that exist on the planet, temperatures will soar beyond 2 and even 3 degrees Celsius, and it will make living here a lot harder than it currently is. It seems fitting, then, from a business risk perspective, that unless these companies start to demonstrate plans on how they intend to wean themselves off coal and either find more sustainable ways of using this fuel or possibly even delve into cleaner, greener, renewable technologies that we know won't harm society and the environment, then unfortunately funds are going to dry up. This is unprecedented and a first in South Africa. And I really love Andrew Cantor's parting comments here where he says that Future Growth wants to remain on the right side of history. I love that. Well done, Andrew Cantor and Future Growth. We need more bold leaders in the investment community to put pressure on these traditional business sectors and leaders to shift their thinking and hopefully transform their businesses.
And the right side is certainly the only way to go, isn't it just? Now, the